want to be on top.
Hey guys, welcome to Artistic License. I am Rachel Woodall, and today I am also joined by Craig Collins.
Hi.
Who is sitting, what is it called, riding sidecar
today? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So he is here because we have such a cool guest that I did not want to do it alone.
Mm-hmm. No, I very much thank you for bringing me in for this interview. Thank you.
He might be a little excited because we do have technically a supermodel in our midst today. And I'm not even referring to myself as I usually would in a joking way. But why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello. My name is Jesslyn Gonzalez, better known as America's Next Top Model winner, Cycle 8.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Very true.
I definitely watched that cycle with my friend Katie, who was not here today. But
this
I told her.
This is the perfect podcast to admit that I've also seen that.
I was waiting for that. I was so waiting
for
that.
Seen it.
Great. So,
yes.
Craig and I do another podcast. I do his podcast with him where we binge watch TV shows.
Okay.
So we're like, oh, Top Model, like perfect kind of.
Okay, but
tie-in.
Are you still watching the show? Well, the show's not on anymore, but for how long?
Yeah, no, so I have seen your season recently because I've been binge watching from the first season of America's Next Top Model, which is a little weird.
Are you serious?
Yeah. The first season's weird?
It's weird to watch a reality show binging it, like watch old seasons of a reality show, because it happened a little while ago, but your season is great, and I wanted you to win from the beginning. My wife is Latina.
No, I'm just kidding, me too.
My wife is Latina, so there's something about it that's just like, yeah, go.
Oh,
Gonzalez,
my God,
No,
she would have shut the whole house down if I did not win.
You're right.
I'm sure.
This is very, very true.
Oh, man.
That's so cool. No, you know what? Surprisingly, a lot of men tell me that they watch the show and that, you know, they're fans of mine, and you know, sometimes they say their wife made them watch it, or some are just like blatantly admitting that they watched it because they enjoyed the show.
My wife made me watch it is the best excuse ever.
Ever?
Yeah.
Right.
My dad's husband is a huge fan of the show. He's a fashion photographer. Like, he loves you.
Aww.
But then he makes my dad watch it. My
really?
Dad's like, whenever I'm visiting, he's like, can you just watch Top Model with Kevin? So he leaves me
alone. Oh, my God. That is so funny. You'd be surprised at who watches the show. But the show, you know, as much as it gets ridiculed, it's a great show for people like myself, models, photographers, artistic directors, stylists. They, you know, it's a very creative, the minds that are there and creating the sets and the photo shoots and things like that. And Tyra Banks is brilliant, you know, although it's a little comical, you know, there's things to learn.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your life after you left Top Model.
Yeah, I've been so blessed. It's been an amazing career. I was able to support myself through modeling for over 9 years.
Wow.
I'm just recently doing the transition of doing more TV and film, where I want to be more of an actress. So I was able to travel. I mean, I lived a life in New York City. Like, everything you could imagine a supermodel has done, I've done. From billboards in Times Square, from covers of magazines, traveling around the world, you know, doing Elle, Marie Claire to Vogue India.
Wow.
And I enjoyed it all. So, I mean, I got more than what I expected. So much more.
So did you do a campaign in Ireland? Because I definitely went to Ireland and I thought I saw you on the store windows.
Oh,
and
we're
I was
have
so
to see
excited.
People.
It was 2008.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, a lot of that is really interesting to me, that modeling is a lot more than walking in and taking a great photo. There's a lot more to it, I think. Right? There's something about your personality and how you let it shine through in a photo session or something like that. And that's kind of what you're teaching in these?
Yeah. I'm trying to create the modern day model, because the modern day model really needs to learn everything. And she also faces rejection, but is able to persevere through those things. But it takes effortless beauty requires a lot of work, especially in your confidence.
Yeah.
And people don't understand that. Like, to be a model, you have to be effortless. You can't show that you're trying to be a model, or you're working hard to be a model, or you think you're a model. No, it's got to be so effortless. And that's what I enjoy bringing out of the girls.
Did you get any of that from being on that TV show?
Oh my God, yeah.
Because everybody's so playful on the show, and you guys are challenged to, let's say, ridiculous things. Some of the photo shoots are somewhat
what the
close
show
to ridiculous.
Put me through cannot exactly. compare to like okay. what I did after. Okay, let me tell
really?
You.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, the show was so challenging. It was so I was fearful. Like I was so afraid. Although I came off as a fearless girl at that time. Like even after when I started watching myself after, I was like, I can't believe how I spoke. But I knew that was going to come off a little weird on TV because I was so afraid to speak on the show. Wow. I was so afraid to, I didn't even know who I was. I just knew I wanted to model. Like that was my whole goal. Mm-hmm. So like I couldn't articulate my thoughts. I couldn't really like express myself. I was amongst sharks. That's what I call them because they were all sharks. These girls had like very heavy personalities and I just couldn't mm-hmm. like be that. You know, I was like, that's why I kind of like just focused and was just all about modeling. And that's why Tyra was like, we need to see more cha-cha. And then I was like, okay, what do I do? Let me act more cha-cha. Although I'm Latina and that's natural yeah. to me. But, you know, it was really hard. Oh, my God. I came out like skeletal. I came out like, like, you know, living on a high. Like, it was crazy. It was it really changed my life, guys.
I believe it. Was modeling always your dream, like from a child, or what was that like growing up?
I think modeling became a dream during my teenage years.
Okay.
I was a singer and a dancer for 12 years. So I grew up on a stage. My grandfather was a director of the dancing group. My aunts were part of the dancing group. So we were like the hot Destiny's Child Latina version of the yeah, group. Like, you know, we were actually part of the largest cultural youth group in Chicago called Viva La Gente, which means up with people. And my grandfather was a director again. And we just performed, like, around Chicago, Puerto Rican festivals, parades, and Taste of Chicago. We opened for, I think, Hillary Clinton once, like, back when Bill Clinton was president. Like, we did a lot of great things, but that was the mission of my grandfather, which I think, in retrospect, that now that I look at it, it's, like, why I try to give back as much to, like, with what I'm doing with modeling.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to say first that you weren't skeletal or anything on the show. That was crazy to say
I'm
that.
Sorry?
You weren't skeletal or anything. You came off awesome on the TV show.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, you said bad things
you
about
sure?
yourself.
No, I sounded horrible. No, like this, how I speak now compared to how I spoke before was like,
no, and I think a lot of people like the person that doesn't come off like you said, the wolves or something. Mm-hmm. I think as fans, when you see it, we like the person who comes off a little bit differently and maybe even shows us that they're a little bit intimidated or scared in some ways. And I know you didn't do that a lot, but that is another reason why I think you connect with somebody. You know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I don't remember. I haven't watched it since it was on, but... Yeah. I remember liking you a lot, and I feel like if you had been a robot,
but because of
robot,
what? More of the modeling of the way, like, I modeled or the way
I
was sassy?
I don't usually judge it on, like, a girl can have really good pictures, but if she has a crappy personality, I don't root for her.
Yeah.
Or guy, because they added guys a while ago.
I like the sassiness.
Ago.
I married you, Latina, though. So.
You
yeah.
like the cha-cha diva.
I do.
Yes.
So you said that you've been kind of transitioning into acting, and I think I saw you on maybe Chicago Fire. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was like, is that Jess Lee?
I died.
Looked it up. But how has that transition been, and like, how is it doing that in Chicago?
Wow, it's been really interesting because it's like I can't really take anything that I've learned in modeling at all, except from like just life experiences, and I'm very comfortable in front of the camera, so much so that I could finally be myself in front of it. But now taking courses at Second City and applying some like media carpets and other things you know, and I apply it to my castings. But it's completely different because I'm learning in every casting. That's what's weird. Mm-hmm. Even when I do my private coaching with these acting coaches, it's so new. I'm like stripping away the model in me and really just tapping into other talents within me that I couldn't wait. Like, this is why I wanted to be in acting, because it's just so much broader. And I like that challenge. It's been challenging. And the difference is that I feel that the Latina image profile, you would say, is they're looking for one. They're always looking for one.
Yeah.
I hear that all the time from the wife. Absolutely, they're looking for, you know, more big celebrities in that world. Yeah. You said that it's more freeing to be an actor than a model. Do you want to talk a little bit about what it's like to be a professional model and how that sort of maybe feels restrictive? I don't want you to trash modeling per se.
No.
But, you know, maybe just how that contains, there's more of a linear path or something to that.
Absolutely. I think that the standards to be a model are way more stricter than being an actress, obviously.
Right.
Although celebrities are made up of certain things in Hollywood, they're still not stuck in, again, the standards that we have to go by. Let's just say, for instance, that, you know, to become a model in Paris and Milan, the standards are way more different, and the fashion designer wants a certain look that he thinks that portrays that showcases his designs the best way. And that's literally a 5'9", 23, and 33 ways, you know?
Right.
But don't despair. If you want to be a model, do not despair. You still have a chance, because there are all types of modeling.
Yeah.
And the industry does need every shape and size. Again, from a girl that's walking in the runways of Paris and Milan to being in the back end of a commercial. But that is up to the model to figure out where she fits in the industry. So my years in my career, I was always trying to figure out what markets I worked best, which that's why I did a lot of traveling, and some were lucrative for me and some were not. Like, I flopped in Miami, but I did fabulous in India.
Interesting.
I know.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I think my body type for one, in Miami, I'm just too thin.
That's
simply too thin, not enough boobs, not enough ass, none of that. And in India, surprisingly, there's a high demand for fashion models there. And I've always gotten that I look Middle Eastern. And my name is actually Punjabi. It has a meaning over there and everything. So I worked well. I mean, literally, India opened their arms and let me do almost every fashion editorial, did covers, even, again, to Vogue India.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah, that was so unexpected. And I cried my eyes out because I did not want to leave India. Just from the experience as a model to such an amazing country with so much beauty and power that I couldn't believe I was even there.
Why did you leave?
Actually, my aunt was getting married. So I had other
arrangements.
Yeah.
Come on.
I was there for 2
Bring
months.
Bring everybody to India. Get
I was
married
there for
in India.
2 months. Yeah. And I could have stayed another month, but
Will you go back?
I don't know. I don't think so. Just because I think what happened then and there was meant to be then and there. And special. It's special in my heart.
I have a couple of questions that I ask everyone that come on the show. I think the one I want to start with is, why do you think it's important in general, and how has it benefited you to follow your passions in life? Because you seem like, you know, instead of going and getting a 9-to-5, you followed your passion and you're successful at it. Like, why is that important and why did it work for you?
You know, it's so crazy because I was thinking about that earlier, but I was thinking more about what my relatives think about me and me pursuing my dreams and goals. It's really hard to explain that. It's there's no real recipe to that. It's just something that I feel. I've always been passionate about furthering my goals and my careers. It's just as simple as that. You know, I strongly work hard at having a good nature, pleasing appearance, and enjoying what I do. That's the thing that I've been really lucky that this is something that I really, really love.
Mm-hmm.
Modeling has always been my passion, and it was a natural progression. Like, I fell into it, like, well, just with the idea of, like, well, I want to be the first Latina to win. But it also was, like, my body was for it. My mind was ready for it. You know, like, some things I just can't explain, but my heart has been in everything that I've done.
Wow.
I feel like I won yesterday because of all the fans, how the fans are still treat me.
Mm-hmm.
I never win it for money or fame. I win it because, one, I wanted to represent my heritage, be Latina,
yeah,
you know?
You
but then secondly, yeah, it's I enjoy it so much.
That's really inspiring.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people on that path right now. And
yeah.
And the thing with, like, family support is, I know, at least for me, like, I don't really have that. Like, they're like, oh, yeah, I know you want to be creative and do X, Y, and Z, but, like, go get a job, like, another job. And
yeah.
It's just like...
Oh, I've had my battles, trust me, with my
hard.
Mom. Oh, my God.
Yeah, the moms.
The moms.
Moms
will get you. She'll, like,
sorry,
shut
Mom.
You down. She will shut me down, like, and bring me down to reality, because I am a dreamer. I'm
yeah.
a dreamer. Like Aerosmith, dream on, dream on. Like,
yes.
Dream on, a dream come
happened.
True. Yeah. Like, and, you know, she'll keep me in check. You know, like, is this really what you want? Is this a career? Yeah.
But it's nice to see someone doing that where, like, their dreams do turn into their career.
Mm-hmm.
And it does support you, and you are able to reach out and help other people with it.
Yeah.
And that's awesome.
Perseverance has been the key to my success. And let me tell you, being a model, I faced a lot of rejection, a lot. And that's what we talk about in my curriculum as well, is how do we deal with rejection? Because, and I don't know if you guys saw, but I was rejected on TV before. I auditioned for Cycle 7, got shut down, and came back and then won. But that, you know, a lot of people don't care to mention how much we get rejected in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And I've faced a lot of it. And
how much of it has nothing to do with you? Because looking at you,
that's the thing.
Looking at you and talking to you right now, I would think you could get any job. Like,
that's
you
what I was like.
Anything,
I was like,
how
who wouldn't want
no?
you
yeah,
unless
seriously.
They're looking for, like, I don't know, like right. a 12-year-old blonde girl or something. Like,
no, you'd be surprised.
Right. And it's just not identifying with it, obviously, and just feeling like, you know, you've got to. That's amazing that you didn't make the show and then you won the show.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Yeah.
Thanks. Thanks.
And then my other question is, I kind of told you this in the elevator, but so the show is about art and how we find art everywhere. So where do you see the art in modeling?
Ooh, well, for me, the art sometimes starts within myself. I don't know how I can explain this, but maybe if I had a shoot right here, I try to camouflage myself. I'd try to become one of these pieces of equipment. As ironic as that sounds, but just to get into my mind, like,
okay.
I become conducive to my environment. So I just try to, well, depending on hairstyling and makeup and all of that, yeah, that all plays a part. But I don't know. It's like we're the muse. I don't know. We are the ones to create, like, an amazing piece of art, but the way I think of it is, it's got to come from within. Like, I try to create from something from within. Like, I try to not create the same image and you've ever seen ever. Like, that's my whole thing.
That's awesome.
Did I answer your question?
You
I
don't
did.
Know.
I think, yeah.
You did.
You know what? You took me really to my, like...
Right.
That's what I like doing.
It's interesting you say it that way, that you compare yourself to coming out.
Well, the TV side.
I mean, how much do you really learn from that show? And I imagine you're going to say a lot, but part of it seems like a really dramatic version of, and you said actually earlier on in this podcast that what you did after the show was even crazier than what we see you do on the show. But all the models and then all the little like events that they do and how the turnaround is so quick all the time, that can't be like a great representation of what you do once you're in the profession for real, right? I mean, all the challenges they put you through are much harder, and are they beneficial? I'm curious. Or is it for entertainment?
So for
they're
me,
entertaining.
For me, I was able, not to sound so like fluffy, but
no, go ahead.
Because like I said, I was very ashamed of how I spoke, and I struggled with like speaking proper English and proper Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the problem with being on the show and not speaking so well. So my thing was that it made me.
Interesting.
It made me stand up for myself. It made me dig in strength from within that I never probably would have touched or, you know, pulled out of had it not been for such a life-changing experience like that. So I didn't learn how to model on America's Next Top Model. I learned how to be myself more. I discovered
which was even more valuable.
I was going to say,
is
I think
way more valuable.
You could argue that that's way better anyway.
Way
well,
more
and
better.
Not even just for yourself as a person, but as a model, it sounds like that made you a much better model, being that much more in touch and, you know.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
So do you still keep in touch with anyone at all that you met
Rachel's
on the
asking
show?
If you text Tyra.
Okay, I did not ask that. But
do you have her phone number? Sorry, go ahead.
I meant the girls.
No, I haven't spoken to Tyra in a while. There's very little communication between me and her.
That's disappointing.
But that's with a lot of people. Honestly, asking about the girls on the show,
so,
like the contestants.
Yeah. I lived with Whitney actually in New York City for a little period, and Whitney was African American plus size. And I kind of lost touch with everyone else.
Yeah. That happens.
Good riddance.
Yeah.
I don't think they'd want to be friends with you after you win the show. A little bit.
No,
like,
and that's
you
know, it. It was.
Is there a lot of bitterness?
No, it was nothing like that. Huh?
Is there like a lot of bitterness from them being like, oh my God, she won?
Surprisingly, there is a lot of bitterness from a lot of other seasons and contestants from the show.
Really?
Yes. There's always a negative, afterthought about the show from these girls a lot.
They need to take your class and learn how to deal with rejection.
Also, like, there's just
I'm not throwing anyone under the bus either.
No.
It's
we
just
wouldn't ask you to
I
do
was.
That.
See, I'm in a different position because I won. I have nothing bad to say about that. You know, it's like I'm so grateful for the opportunity that I don't know what it feels like, but yeah, it's a reality show. At the end of the day, it's a reality show, and it is about Tyra. At the end of the day,
oh my! Did you watch it? Like, do you still watch, or did you still watch it? Like,
I stopped watching after I won.
Well, I mean, it was cool because they brought in guys, so there were a lot of hot guys.
Mm-hmm.
The
last
won.
Winner, Niall.
Yeah, Niall's hot and deaf and so cute.
He's the hottest, and he's doing something cool too with his his reach. He has a learned sign language app, and he also won Dancing with the Stars because he's hot and talented.
Yeah.
But, there was a point to this. Oh, by the last season, it was very much like Tyra wanted to promote, like, Tyra Beauty and, like, all these different things. And that's fine because it's her TV show.
Yeah.
But it you do notice the progression of it's a little bit more about that kind of stuff and a little bit less about. But, I mean, I love that show.
What do you mean? More about?
More about, like, promotion.
Product placement.
Oh, product placement. Yeah. Then instead of the individual that is.
Then the models.
Then the models. Yeah. Yeah.
But what is being there like? Like,
what's
living in that house?
What is that question?
It was nerve-wracking, guys. But you know what's so funny and crazy? Mm-hmm. That I never had an alarm clock, and I had to wake up very early every morning, but my intuition always woke me up.
That's crazy. I want that.
Yeah. Seriously, that's to show you like how much I was so there and present. But mm-hmm. like, I never had an alarm clock. I was always like on it. And but I don't know. I was hungry a lot. I was so hungry.
Why?
Because the hours were so like long and dreadful. And then we'd mm-hmm. have food, but it wasn't like my rice and beans at home.
Right.
And my grandmother cooking, although you see me like cooking fried chicken that my grandmother like froze for me and like shifted to me, but like it's not the same. It was just like my feelings and my emotions were so caught up in the show that I couldn't eat.
Upcoming season, they should have the grandmas live with them and make all the
that
food.
Would, that's that like, would be the that best sounds show. Amazing. Yeah.
Then they'd have to have like a trainer there or something, I think, if the grandmas are there every day.
Yes. Oh my God, I love that idea, by the way.
Oh, they just started showing too near the end. They finally started showing everyone exercising.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
Because you're kind of like, how are they eating? I know a lot of people are naturally thin, but also like, you're like, man, they're eating all that stuff and they look amazing. And now they kind of showed like extra. I think probably when the dudes came, because then the dudes
yeah,
are like
the dudes,
lifting when I, and they look hot. But
oh my God, when I lived internationally a lot, these dudes were on it. I didn't realize how much male models love to work out. Uh-huh.
And love to look at themselves when they work out.
Yes, that too.
I dated a guy like that.
Ugh, a model?
No, he wished he was a model. But he liked looking at himself. Like when he'd go to the gym, he'd like stand in front of the mirrors and I'd be like, I'm not with him.
Well, I mean, okay, I do it too, though. I feel like
you know
it's
what?
Just,
I do wait, that too, but.
Yeah.
I'm so
but
tiny.
I'm thinking like more of like the guy who's like lives in front of the mirror.
Oh, yeah. No, that's yeah. that was him.
I think
yeah.
you both have yeah. to explain what it's like when you work out and stare at yourself in the mirror.
Well, I like to make sure I'm doing like squats correctly yeah. uh-huh, or sure. like, you know, you have mm-hmm. correct form.
Do you guys do the selfie into the mirror?
I recommend every girl looks at herself in the mirror, studies herself in the mirror, but it's not to do it in vain. It's mm-hmm. and or not to pick out your flaws. It's really to look at the best features in you. Mm-hmm. Whatever you feel is your best like feature. Hmm. And play that up. Like that's how I learned to be a model.
Wow.
A really good model because of always playing in the mirror with my features. Like knowing what are my strong points and what's my weakness. Like I have a very big booty chin. So I learned how
booty chin.
Can we say that's not accurate? Go ahead.
Yes. No, go ahead. Look.
I don't think that
I got a Jay Leno chin. Stop playing.
No, I mean you have to squeeze it together
no,
to make it.
Even without it, I was just making it look larger. Like
okay. So your booty chin.
Yeah, I was always practicing in front of the mirror, like how to work my cheekbones, angles. My angles, and yeah.
It's amazing how hard it is to look at yourself in the mirror for more than a couple seconds. Like if you just sit there and kind of stare at yourself, it's amazing how hard that is. Unless I'm wrong. Unless I'm
it is
opening up and I'm the only one.
No,
you know, like to really look at yourself, and then like you said, I think we all identify flaws first. I don't know. So that's interesting to try to.
Yeah, it's like I don't like having questions. I like okay.
You guys are making me like feel very comfortable, which in return, I'm being very honest
are amazing,
with you guys.
By
so
the way.
Thank
that's
you for
you
being
play
amazing
up
hosts.
Now.
Well, thank you for coming in and hanging out with us for the mini modeling lesson.
I just love Fest at the End. It's great.
Cool. Well, thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Rachel.
Thank you so much. Bye.
That was fun.
Thanks again to our favorite top model, Jaslyn Gonzalez. For more information on Jaslyn's modeling program, On Set with Jaslyn, visit onsetwithjaslyn.com. You can also follow Jaslyn on Twitter at Jaslyn Gonzalez. Thank you to Craig Collins for being an awesome co-host this show. Thank you to Hard Times Productions, WGN Radio, and my program's co-founder, Tim Apuli. Also, the music in this episode is from bensounds.com. I look forward to talking to you guys next week on another Artistic License. Until next time, I am Rachel Woodall. Thanks for listening.